Welcome back, everybody, to Rain on Your Parade with J.L. Covan. I'm J.L. Covan, here as always, except for last week when nobody showed, producer Mike.
Hi, everybody. Hi, J.L. How's it going?
Great. Assistant producer Frankie, how are you?
Oh, he's a little under the weather today. He's had some stomach problems, a little diarrhea thrown up. So we're monitoring to make sure that there's no action during the podcast.
Sure. He looks a little subdued, but he's very cute, and he was attacking me, and he's found a crumb on the table.
Oh, yep, sure did.
So, now I have two dogs, so it's double the smell, I guess, when I come in here for him, including just me and my natural charisma.
Right.
Riz, as Frankie says.
The Riz.
I had an incredible, I'm starting to, it's starting to feel like punishment. Living the way I do, I long for the days where, you know, I'd be like, worked out on Saturday morning, wrote some stuff, went to mass because I know I'm not going to want to get up on Sunday morning, and drank till 4 a.m. And I don't even know who this is right here. And that would be the kind of thing where it's like, oh, I'm never doing that again. Yeah. But by Sunday night, especially in college was even better because college would be like, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Brunch, afternoon workout to sweat it out,
yep.
Shower, the greatest sleep of your life Sunday night. And then it's like, let's do this all over again.
Definitely.
I do anything now. And I'm like, maybe that's the last time I do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't eat dinner at 10 o'clock at night. That's a little late. I don't think I should do that ever again.
The late night eating's an adjustment. Because you love to do it, but
heartburn entered my life 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, it's brutal.
And I was like, am I having a heart attack?
Yeah.
What's this?
That's how it feels.
I can't eat garbage? But that's what I do. And so it was very, that was an upsetting moment. But now I'm like, everything I do, I'm like, I think that's the last time I do anything.
Yeah.
And so I had another epic. This is just a funny weekend. This might be the bulk of the podcast. I remember I talked, I think a month ago or so, I went to Boston. I spent I woke up at 5 a.m. to get a 6:30 train to get me to Boston for a game, and the schedules don't line up. So it was and then I got a 6 o'clock train home. It was 14, 15 hours to see one Division III college soccer game.
Beautiful.
And it was coming off of the night before I had something, of course,
because
God forbid I sleep before waking up early. It's like, oh, I got to bed at 12:30. I can wake up at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so Saturday, my nephew they were in the Division III soccer tournament, NCAAs. And so they won on Friday night. And the funny thing is they played Lehman College, which is in the Bronx. So I was like, why couldn't that have been a road game?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to go to Connecticut, it's a train away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, they're playing Rowan, which is in New Jersey. And I'm like, once again, couldn't you have played at Rowan?
Yeah.
Well, they went on Friday. And they went on Saturday. This is Sunday I'm describing. So I went to Mass Saturday night, hit up confession for the first time in 4 years.
Mm.
I confessed right before my special taping. And I felt like that spiritual cleansing gave it that extra oomph.
Mm.
And then the taping, many people know the saga of what happened. So God was not, as Lincoln said, let us pray that we are on God's side.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to amend that for me because I know he's not on mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's my spirituality. And so I go to confession mass, get to bed, not early enough, wake up early, get a 9 a.m. train. I go to Connecticut. So I take a train to Connecticut, last minute, of course, Amtrak. You know how great Amtrak is when you have to buy a ticket the day of.
Mm.
Buy an Amtrak ticket 4 months in advance. That's $9. Buy Amtrak the day of. They're like, you need a loan. And so I take the train up to New Haven, catch a lift for $40 to the field. As I'm arriving, as if I am the nothing from The NeverEnding Story. Did you ever see that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The clouds start to gather as I get there. And the weather report was all a little cloudy. Well, it was a lot cloudy and a lot rainy and a lot windy.
Mm-hmm.
And my nephew had wanted me to come up. And I said, well, I don't know if I'll be able to see any more games in the tournament. You know why I won't be able to see any more games in the tournament? Because they lost 2-0 at home to Rowan. Solid team. It wasn't like they looked pretty well matched, some bad luck, but I thought that's the last time he's probably learned his lesson. It's the last time I ask Uncle JL to come to an NCAA tournament game.
So the jinx was alive and
his initials are JLC.
Yeah.
He's doing the best he can.
Right.
But so we and by the way, I think I hear your neighbors. I found her billfold with all her credit cards and IDs.
We're having a hot water problem. So we might need your services sooner rather than later, Mr. Lawyer.
Oh boy, well, if you want the landlord to win, I guess you've come to the right place. But so they lose. They have a team meal after. I was going to hang them. Then I said, oh, wait, I've got to get a lift. I've only got like 48 minutes till my train leaves. Mm. It's the only train that will get me to the city in time for the Ranger game. Mm. So I leave. I literally went like Anton Chigurh in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
I just showed up. I killed the Wesleyan Cardinals soccer season and I left. Didn't say anything to the team. Didn't go to the post game meal.
Yeah.
Couldn't even see my nephew post locker room because I was like, I got 48 minutes. I got to get a lift right now.
Yeah.
So I spend about $200 to get to and from Connecticut to end a season. Rowan, you know, Venmo me.
Yeah.
Please. So then I go, okay, I'm on the train. I'm going to the Garden. I'm going to Metro North to Grand Central, walk to the Garden, get my steps in, get to the Garden. They're playing the Detroit Red Wings, who they just beat in Detroit. It's like, okay, 1-6 on the year at home. We can do this. We got this.
They got one.
They did. I was at that one. The worst team in the league, Nashville Predators. they really showed them.
Yeah.
So I get to the Garden. On the way to the Garden, it was weird. This guy was next to me. Latin guy with his dad. And he was wearing like a Rangers jersey. And he was drinking beer, which they let you do on any these trains. Usually it's like...
They do, yeah.
Have the decency to put in a paper bag. This guy was just... He was offering me a beer. I was like, I'm good. He's like, come on, have fun. That's when I always want to say, I just don't feel like drinking.
Yeah.
But I want to be like, I killed some kids when I was driving a bus drunk. I don't want to drink your beer.
Get away from me.
Yeah. So he's laughing. He's talking about, now he's coming from Connecticut, but he's yapping about how, like, you ever sit in like the 300s? Like, I told him my seat. He's like, where are your seats? I was like, 114 for this game. And he goes, oh, yeah, we're 10 something. And he's like, but the real fans are in like 300s.
Yeah.
And they're like saying, fuck. And they're like, Chris is like, fucking kids around and shit. And it's like, you gotta toughen up the kids, right? And it's like, but it's crazy because it's fucking like families and shit and fucking people fucking like crazy. But that's like the real fans. Meanwhile, there are kids sitting all around us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the irony is not lost on you that you're like talking about it's pretty tough on kids with that language.
Yeah.
And but at least those kids go like, well, I'm at a Ranger game. This kid's going, I'm just trying to get home from Nana's on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
And this guy who I'm about to call Ice on is cursing up a storm. So I go to the Ranger game and we settle into our seats. And it was one of the more boring games. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like going nowhere. Jonathan Quick was playing great. And then with 3 minutes left, I believe, the Red Wings scored to make it 2-1. And that was it. 1-7 now. One preseason loss, 6 regular season losses, and 1 win. So, I called it last year. They won the President's Trophy, and I said, let's get a quarter season plan. Now, a quarter season plan, they missed the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Half season plan, can't win at home.
Yeah.
What happens if I do? Like, this is like one of those like
season?
Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones kind of things. Like, what happens when JL gets a full season ticket and it's just a mushroom cloud from Oppenheimer?
They get relegated to Sweden or something.
Yeah. A sinkhole forms directly underneath Madison Square Garden and the team and all its fans go to hell. To hell! And to get home from the Ranger game, and now I've gotten Sunday New Jersey Transit schedule sucks, so I get off the we get out of the game and I say I'm getting a lift. That's when you know I don't care anymore, when I'm just like, we could wait for the $7 train for a half hour. I just, no, $85 is fine.
Yeah,
you know, it said, let's just go. Just get me home so I can look over a few things and pass out. It's no longer sleep. When you're sleeping from like 12:30 to 4:45 every night, it's really just passing out at that point. It's not sleep. But speaking of just following my passion, Mike, I got shows coming up.
Shows you're excited about.
So excited. If this were 2017. yeah, I mean, by the time this is recorded, we'll know how the Long Island, about released, we'll know how my Long Island show goes tomorrow night. Hopefully decently. Not at any of the three major clubs because, of course, I got political. 5 minutes of Trump material, Mike, when your bio says famous Trump impersonator. The one thing you don't want is for the patrons of the club to ever read the bio of the comedian.
That would be an extra step.
Or if you don't want political material, why are you booking the guy whose bio says Trump impersonator? And why would you think he's not in step with your club when he's done about 18 shows in his career at your clubs? Anyway, that's how you get banned, folks. Some sensitive table of assholes. You know, it's never a Karen. It's always a Kevin.
Yeah.
So, but not the Kevin that's a friend of mine that's coming to the show tomorrow night in Long Island. So, yeah. Anyway, I got nothing, man. That's why I stayed home last week. Let's get real. Sometimes you just get like, anyway, shows, right. Don't let me forget. I'm in Montclair. When this podcast goes up on Thursday, I'm in Montclair with the Stone and Stone twins for a show. So if you're like listening to this and you're near Montclair and you feel like laughing.
Oh, my God.
They live in Montclair, New
Really?
Jersey.
Really? I haven't seen or heard from those guys in a while.
Well, they're doing, like, that's the thing. It's they're still doing it. Yeah. And you know, they're like some of those guys that, you know, they like hearing some of my stuff because it's, they feel in this, you know, day job, had some real successes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're running a show. I guess they want to make it a monthly show, so they asked me to do it. So that's Thursday the 20th. But the only real big shows I have coming up to the public are Toronto December 18th to the 20th and Charlotte December 28th, and I hope those shows remain on my schedule. But they should. Yeah. I don't know why I'm saying now. I'm going to get like 8 messages going, are you not coming to Toronto? I'm coming to Toronto. Okay, settle down.
8 messages though would be great.
You're right. Two messages that feel like 800 yeah. to me.
The weight of 800.
Yeah. But when we take a break, I'm going to figure out what we're going to talk about. That's how weird this episode is because I am exhausted.
Yeah.
Like truly exhausted. And it's like comedy is, it's like not even on my radar. Like I'm doing shows, I'm writing stuff, but it's like mental, like where it used to occupy so much of my gut and so much, it's like nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like not there anymore. You know, maybe this is how porn stars feel at a certain point. You know, when they're in it, they're like, how awesome is my life? And then they're like,
I think it depends on which porn stars you ask.
Well, the guy who I just impersonated. Yeah. Not just the guy. I'm sure there's some that go home and, you know, I mean, there's been male porn stars who've died of overdose or suicide. Like, you know,
most definitely.
I feel like it's easier to bury it when you're a guy. You're like, well, everybody thinks my life is cool.
Yeah.
So I guess it's cool. but I'm thinking of like, you know, just the veteran who's just like, do the scene. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
It's like, a living.
It's just one of those things that when you think of like sex or comedy, those are two of the things that like should never be professions. No offense. I know it's work. I know it's work. I'm a good progressive. Sex work is the best work. Sex work is the only work we should do. It's that good. It's that great. But I feel like humor and sex are two things that in a good world aren't professions. We just have them.
Mm.
They're just part of our lives and they enrich the experience. They help us grow together. They help us grow as a species. They have, you know, but we're not in a perfect world, Mike.
No, we are not.
So those things are very lucrative. And they sometimes come together when I'm bombarded with reels of porn stars making bad jokes in podcast clips. And I go, oh, this is like if you had a genie and said, you know what the best thing would be? porn stars and comedy. And then the genie's like, it's like a sneaky genie who's like, oh, is that what you want? And then you realize, oh, I thought it would be laughing and orgasming all day long. Instead, it's me going, that's not that funny. The fuck is this? Don't do this. Just do the sex stuff. This is stupid. That I feel like a genie. I feel like our world right now is like a tricky genie, like a trickster genie. Like, I'll give you three wishes. Yeah, and then we asked for things.
It's like the Twilight Zone. You ever see the Twilight Zone where they have the genie and everything that they ask for, there's a catch?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I should watch more Twilight Zone.
So good.
I should, but I've never, you know what? Here's the thing. Guys, weird episode. Here's the thing. I'm not going to watch The Twilight Zone. And not out of, not because I don't want to, not because I don't recognize its place and you're recommending it. You're a friend, so I wouldn't want to disrespect you. I'm just never going to get to it. I mean, we are in a Ponzi scheme of content now.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I still haven't watched Queen's Gambit. Ken Burns has a new documentary. Jesus Christ, but I'm going to Wicked 2. I don't know what to do. I'm drowning in fun. Fun is killing me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. So, okay. So I got through Queen's Gambit. And what show should I watch? The West Wing? How many seasons was that? 9? Like it's we're in a very weird, like, you say The Twilight Zone, and I go, I should. Do you realize during the pandemic, when that Sopranos movie came out, which wasn't, it had a, did you watch it?
I actually never saw it.
What I will say is,
I heard mixed things.
As a fan of the Sopranos, it has a great ending just in terms of a plot point for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you watch it, you'll go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just as a piece, a mystery that you didn't even know was a mystery, but it gets solved.
Mm-hmm.
Getting there was painful.
It
wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Except for Vera Farmiga was great as young Olivia Soprano. But it was very mediocre at best. But what Laura and I did when that movie was coming out, and we had just moved to Bloomfield. So I said, let's do a Sopranos rewatch. I haven't watched it since I watched it when it was on. We do a Sopranos rewatch. Then the night the movie comes out, we'll go to Holstein's in Bloomfield where Tony gets shot.
Yeah, right.
And we live here now. Think. It's perfect. Yeah. No, yeah. He did. He got shot.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Ask David Chase what he thinks happened, Mike. So we went to like a red sauce Italian joint and then Holstein's and then went home and watched the movie. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That set us back like 7 months in content.
Mm-hmm.
That's when like, hey, let's pause on the new stuff. Queen's Gambit, add to list, but we're doing Sopranos now.
Mm-hmm.
5 years later, Queen's Gambit's still sitting there, which was like critically acclaimed and everybody loved it. So we're drowning. It's like drowning in fun. We've adopted a sort of kid in a candy store porn orgy approach to like all things enjoyable.
Yeah, it's like a bacchanal.
Yeah, where now we're just like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Fun. I've had so much fun. We're like that for fun now.
Yeah.
Like just 5 o'clock shadow, 48 years old, 300 scenes on my resume. And then they call me in. And like some of the starlets don't really like working with me because they're like, he kind of smells. He doesn't really care anymore. Like he's not into it. And that's how we are with fun. Like, I'll watch that movie. I'll go to a concert. I'll go to a game. It's just so much fun. I'll watch some videos. It's awesome. There's so much stuff. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really feel great. We feel worse than ever.
It's true.
We feel worse than ever because we've like numbed our pleasure nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I know. It's actually the hormone, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. That's what we've done. We've overloaded so that we need to keep feeling like fun. You know what's out now? You know what's great? You know what's good? Yeah. And then we've numbed that, but we still need it. Now we just need it to be like doing all right. So we just go, have you seen this news? Sometimes I see friends and I'm like, I consume a lot of shit. I consume less than I used to, but like whether it's books, TV, movies, I'm like scaling back because it's just like, I don't have enough time. And then I turn entertainment into a chore And that's what it feels like we've done. What time is it? I got a train to catch. I got to run in front of the 737. No, too dark? That's right. Every time a joke falls.
It's just such an interesting week. Such an interesting episode.
It is. It is. But I also, yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll talk politics, Trump, baseball after the break. Welcome back, everybody. Mike, how was that break?
Interesting.
Yeah, I probably made my best point off mic. That's what's so fun about this. I just in terms of exhaustion. So I covered my pop culture exhaustion. Exhausted, I think, should be the title of this episode. Mm. It's a good one. That should hit the algorithm, right?
I guess.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are exhausted these days.
Yeah.
Wow. A million views for this. Who knew?
Yeah.
Fast forward 310 views. Why is this my least viewed video ever? I guess people don't like exhaustion.
No.
I don't know. How far can we go with Trump?
What do you mean we?
As a country, as a nation. When does it... It's... Because that's another... I didn't think Trump could exhaust me.
Mm.
You know? And I won't let him win. I'll keep making the videos. You know, they're going to be calling me the machine from 8mm. I'm going to be so dedicated to just... just kidding. That's gross, everybody. What's 8mm? Go rent it on demand right now. Francis Shabatka. That was the actor.
Yeah.
Anyway. No. Trump is like... At this point, I don't like the Epstein thing is a big deal, but like every day, if you read the paper, and this is another thing we talked about newspapers, every day there's just brazen corruption.
Mm.
Like now he's doing deals with the Saudis who are like going to do brand deals with him. It's Forrest Whitaker, my friend Rod often plays Forrest Whitaker's clip from The Shield with Vic Mackey. And that's the thing. Trump is the Vic Mackey of presidents, if you've ever seen The Shield.
Mm-hmm.
But without like the toughness and the...
And the kind of cool edge.
The swagger and yeah. the evil. Like he has the evil, but like there's a toughness. I'm still putting my ass out on the line with criminals and mm-hmm. gangsters and shit.
Yeah.
But it's like watching a Vic Mackey presidency. And as Forrest Whitaker said, what is he going to do today? What is he going to do tomorrow? He's pissing. He's pissing. He's pissing in your mouth. How does it taste? It tastes like piss.
That's a good Forrest Whitaker,
it's a
man.
Great Forrest Whitaker.
That's really good. I've never seen that one.
Well, I got a little thing called It, Mike. I want people to watch that on video.
I've never seen The Shield all the way through. I watched the first season like on a rewatch.
Uh-huh.
Loved what I saw, but again, like you were saying with the too much of everything.
Yeah.
Kind of
all of the
kind of fell off, yeah.
Yeah, and The Shield
Goggins
by the
also
way.
In The Shield.
Well, Walton Goggins is like the Bill Burr of acting.
Mm.
They're finally getting like into that big, they're in that like bigger level now, but they got to exist for like 20 years of their careers as just like, fuck yeah, that guy's cool.
Right. Yes.
Oh shit, I love that show.
Totally.
Now they're both beyond that. They're both like bigger than that, but they've had like kind of that level of fame, that the perfect level of fame. Spencer, piss. Nicholas, you are supposed to persuade me. Last King of Scotland. That's see, he does different, but the Shield is the quintessential Forrest Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
But The Shield was actually it's one of those shows when somebody says how great was The Shield, I go, here's my honest assessment of The Shield. Great in parts, not that good in parts. Second to last episode of The Shield, the penultimate episode. One of the 15 or 20 greatest episodes of TV.
Mm.
Can I spoil it for you?
Oh.
No.
I will watch it.
Oh, okay.
At some point in my life.
Okay.
And that could be 10 years from now. That could be 5 years from now. That could be tomorrow, but I will watch it.
Great. I know this is random. We'll get back to Trump. I do want to, I do have to have Laura do a 7-day free trial of Paramount Plus when all the episodes of Landman season two are up. Taylor Sheridan, that's his TV masterpiece. He's made far greater movies than anything he's done on TV. Sicario, Hell or High Water, Wind River are three tremendous movies. Then he tried to do a women's perspective movie like Angelina Jolie and John Bernthal in a firefight movie. That stunk.
Yeah.
That stunk. He does not. He may have sex with women, but he does not know women. His women are always like, I think we exhausted this during the great Yellowstone episode.
Yeah.
But it is like, I'm a guy in every way except I'm a super hot chick. I like women. I like women if they can take a punch and love sex and are super hot and never give me shit. I'm a huge fan of women. But Landman, I watched that first season thinking I was going to hate watch it and be like, I got to watch this. I loved it because it doesn't. Yes, there's some of that liberal bashing shit where it's like, you know, Billy Bob Thornton. Oh, so you're into EVs? You know what you do when you get a fucking climate car? You fucking knock down a whole fucking factory and kids die and animals fucking die and you think you're helping something? You're not helping shit.
Yeah.
But they added Sam Elliott. As if I need another reason to watch.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm working on a Sam Elliott.
I was going to ask if there is a Sam Elliott.
When I get a cold, I have an A+ Sam Elliott. Mm. That's the only way. I don't have enough tea to generate that deep a voice.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I'm sick, I immediately grab the phone. I'm like, I got to do a Sam Elliott now. Listen to me, yeah. Billy Bob.
Sometimes you eat the bar. Sometimes the bar eats you.
Man, I love Sam Elliott.
Oh, he's the best.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's in that great fame zone.
Yeah.
But he, you know, I gotta, so when next time I get sick, I will do a Sam Elliott, Billy Bob Thornton conversation. But Landman is awesome, and in like a bad way, but not in a bad way. You know, it's a guilty pleasure, and I think it actually knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Jones.
I've heard
this. I stand by this.
The first episode, right?
No, it's later in the season. Okay. Jerry Jones just shows up as himself to give a lecture to John Hamm.
Yep.
I think the Emmy nomination skipped him. I'm not even kidding when I say this. This is not a, you're the low expectations. The best acting I saw in the last year was a monologue by awful Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. And to me, sitting there with Billy Bob Thornton, an Oscar winner for writing, and John Hamm, I think like a 48-time nominee for an Emmy, going A+ with this monologue, it was unbelievable. I feel like that's one they couldn't reward because they'd be like, if Jerry Jones can win a legitimate Emmy, which it would be for like guest actor, we're done. We should go to AI.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather AI than lose an Emmy to Jerry Jones.
He is great. Captivating. There's no question. But when you watch him, I know. I've seen parts of the scene
because
I heard people raving about it, and he did do an excellent job from what I saw.
Yeah.
But outside of that scene where he's acting, he is like, did you watch the Cowboys doc on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
It's not like a great investigation on what scumbags they were in the 90s, but like, Jerry is like very front and center in it, and he just is captivating. Like he's got that personality, you know.
But this was, man, this was some Lion in Winter type shit.
Yeah,
where it was great. Anyway, I got sidetracked. Don't know where we regard Trump. The corruption is out of control, and we are just. I think he has managed to. We live in an age of excess, but it's no longer like. Excess, isn't this amazing? Like, whoa, it's like excess, we're all gross, it's all sucks. And Trump is, I think, he's so motivated by self-preservation and self-gratification that he can outlast us all like an emotional cockroach. Like he can just keep protecting himself and trying to grift. So even I'm just like, okay, another front page story, and nobody gives it. Like, the same people are complaining, give a shit, this isn't breaking through, that he's just the most corrupt and the worst. And we'll probably forget the fact that he was like, but why can't I starve poor people and raise their health insurance premiums? That's perfect. Why are the Democrats caving? I would love to keep sitting here ruining people who don't have as much money as me. But the
time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end.
Gladiator. Mike, what do you think? Instant poll. Should I have just gone home after work?
Listen, I think the episode is a metaphor for your exhaustion level.
Yeah. It's a very form and function fusing.
If I could spin it, and I will spin it, your determination to give your audience an episode.
Dwindling audience.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Because you skipped last week because you're dealing with a lot. You have a lot on your plate. Potentially a lot of things coming in the future.
Although today I only ate a banana and a Larabar.
And you look great.
Since 6 a.m. I'm trying to do a crash diet called The Machinist.
Oh, right.
Christian Bale's super diet.
What did he eat? An apple?
Apple a day.
Yeah, that was it.
And
crazy.
Yeah. Good movie, though, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, I mean, that's my spin on this. Yeah. Yes, was it your most focused episode? No. Did you come prepared with a topic? Not really. Did it stop you from doing a show anyway and giving the people what they want, which is something to wake up to every Thursday and listen to? It did not. So I'd count that as a win for you overall.
That was a good motivational speech.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to get on the 737 train instead of get in front of it.
Great. I'm glad I saved a life
tonight.
That's
a big win. All right, the fray. Kafarzal. Saving Private Ryan. That's my limited Tom Hanks impression. But we discuss, guys, you know what? Sometimes you get a real focused topic. And trust me, this show is going to get very focused. Mm. I think these are the loosey-goosey episodes. I'm getting, you know, just complaining, a little tired, a little catch-up with Mike, a little something for the loyal followers. I passed the 100K mark on subscribers on YouTube.
Congrats.
So tomorrow I get my, like, thing.
Cool. My thing. That's pretty cool.
Should I just bring it with me every week? What if I put it on? Can I put it on a chain? Every time I roast a troll, like, I put the chain on, like I just got an interception on
defense.
Be very
John Cena. Oh, yeah, the turnover chain.
The troll destruction chain. But I had a special that I watched, and I'm not going to talk about it. I didn't really enjoy it, and I found it very disappointing. I will say this without saying what it was. There is sometimes a comedian who can make a lot of rapid-fire jokes, and it's impressive. Mike Kaplan is an example. Mm. There are more famous examples, but then there's people who will make a ton of jokes and you can tell they're prepped, like that wasn't really an impromptu thing. Like,
yeah,
you can see through, but it's like,
drive me nuts.
It's like, look at me. I'm putting 240 jokes into this 55 minute special. Mm. That's comedy. And I go, yeah, but you're batting like 252.
As we know from analytics,
right,
batting average, not that important anymore.
But there aren't as many home runs in there either. That's like the quick joke guy who's just going for singles. Like if Ichiro,
a lot of walks.
If Ichiro hit 230, that's what you're looking at. Baseball show over. That's what that means. But I've been slacking on Patreon content. I've been slacking on all of this. So I think 2026 is going to be a year of renewal. And by renewal, I mean drowning my comedy career in a bathtub. So a baptismal font. Mm. There. Then you get death and renewal at the same time. But there, guys, more focus is coming. Trust me. But I wanted to get back. I didn't want to take 2 weeks off because I feared genuinely that I'd never come back.
This is nice having Mondays off.
Yeah. Like, but I didn't. So we're back in the New York groove, and RIP Ace Frehley. I would say that the Rangers killed him, because that's the song now in their like opening package, and like less than a week before opening night he died.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I bet you when they chose that song he was like, no, the Rangers are terrible. The JL Jinx. But I got to catch a train for real. So thank you, everybody. These will be more focused. This is just, this is like the equivalent of like a spring training podcast episode. Mm-hmm. We're back in it. I mean, the Forrest Whitaker, though, is, please. Yeah. That's worth, that was, you watched a spring training game, but somebody hit a 600-foot home run. Okay? So that was worth it. That was worth it. I'm telling you, that was worth it. So I got to go home, watch Wicked to refresh my memory, and get ready for Wicked 2. And I have a very busy week. Hope to see you at some shows either this week or in the future. I don't know what to say. What do I even say at the end? See you next Thursday.
Say goodnight, Gracie.